From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops and street protesters erupted Thursday in the West Bank and Gaza on the day after President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. In Gaza, the supreme leader of the Hamas militant group called on Palestinians to launch a new uprising against Israel. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised Trump's decision.
I think yesterday was a momentous day, an important one. Jerusalem has an extraordinary history. And over the millennia, you can actually cite a few significant milestones. Yesterday's statement by President Trump, I think, is such a milestone.
Fearing an escalation in the protests, Israel has been beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. The U.S. State Department has issued a worldwide caution, warning after President Trump's announcement Wednesday that U.S. government facilities worldwide would be in a heightened state of alert. The warning went on to urge American citizens to be aware of local developments and remain in contact with U.S. embassies or consulates. The State Department listed soft targets that may be subject to terrorist attacks. They include high-profile events, hotels, places of worship, schools, parks, shopping malls, airports, and airplanes. The department issued the security warnings at scores of embassies around the world. This is VOA News. The trial of Kurdish opposition leader Selahattin Demirtas has started in Ankara. Demirtas is charged with terrorism. He's been held for more than a year in pretrial detention. The case, as correspondent Dorian Jones tells us from Istanbul, is drawing international criticism.
Supporters of the jailed Kurdish leader Selahattin Demirtas gathered outside Ankara's Sincan prison, where the Kurdish leader's trial began Thursday. In a 500-page indictment, Demirtas is accused of leading a terrorist organization, spreading terrorist propaganda, and inciting hate and crime. Controversy surrounds the case over the decision to hold the trial in a prison and to allocate a courtroom that allows only 20 people to watch. Demirtas is widely seen as one of the most charismatic and effective political opponents to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
North Korea says a large joint military drill between South Korea and the United States has made a, quote, outbreak of war on the Korean Peninsula an established fact. A spokesman for the North's foreign ministry asked Thursday, "The remaining question now is when will the war break out? We do not wish for a war, but shall not hide from it." Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Thursday the United States will not lift sanctions against Russia until Moscow withdraws its forces from eastern Ukraine and Crimea. Tillerson was in Vienna for a meeting with foreign ministers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. He said Russia is aiming, leading, training, and fighting alongside anti-government forces. U.S. Senator Al Franken announced he will resign amid a growing firestorm stemming from sexual misconduct allegations. He's the second Democratic lawmaker to announce a departure this week under a cloud of moral impropriety.
I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on tape about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office, and a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls campaigns for the Senate with the full support of his party.
Dozens of Democratic senators had called on Franken to quit, and in recent weeks, several women have accused Franken, that is, of groping them. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.